Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What did you sue for or get sued for yourself? And we have to guess if you got money and how much.
Or gave money.
Or gave money,
and
yeah.
How much.
Scott in Kokomo, listening on Rock 98.5, joins us. Scott, hello. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm killing it today. How are you guys?
Nice. Good. All right. So your brother-in-law sued someone. What did he sue for? Or what was the incident?
The backstory is my brother's a good guy now. He's been straight as a whistle for at least 15 years. But he had so many DUIs that he lost his license, driver's license in Indiana for life. Well, used to until a few years ago, you could go buy one of those cheap, I call them DUI scooters because they used to be everywhere, one of those little scooters, and you could ride it in Indiana with no license or anything. It was
right.
Just under 50 cc's. You didn't have to have anything. Well, he had one of those that he had bought. Well, I'd helped him get it because he was working for me at the time.
Yeah.
And he was in a little small town, and he got creamed. Somebody smashed him on his DUI scooter, and turns out they were drunk, hit him on his DUI scooter, but it messed him up pretty bad. I mean, he was in the hospital overnight, and he had a dislocated shoulder and a couple broken bones. And
lucky he's alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of karma in a way. I mean,
that's taught him a good lesson.
Yeah. So anyway, he's a good dude, but he doesn't, you know, he's not the smartest guy in the world, obviously, with 8 DUIs or whatever he had. But anyway, this is my brother-in-law. He's like, man, what do I do? He said, they don't want to pay for my medical bills. I don't have any insurance. They offered to pay for his scooter. I said, well, Mike, you might have to get an attorney.
you cost too much to fix, but we'll take care of your 50cc scooter.
Sorry about your bent rim.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted to give the guy. And so I told him, I said, you know what? I don't know any lawyers. I don't know anybody that's ever sued anyone, but I hear this commercial for a big lawyer that's like one of the, you know, big ones around our area.
I said,
give that guy a call. And he did. And, you know, he ended up getting 200. Should I tell you the number?
Go ahead. Sure.
You guys are supposed to. He ended up getting $220,000, but he had to pay all his medical bills out of it. And so he ended up, he's still got $110,000 or $115,000 in a check.
Wow,
so,
man.
How's he doing? Is he all messed up still?
No. I mean, his shoulder, he actually had to go on disability. Couldn't help me anymore because he couldn't lift his left shoulder up like he used to be able to. But the good news is he took some of that money and got him a good lawyer and got his driver's license back. And he's dry as a whistle. He don't drink. He hadn't drank in 25 years now, but
good for him.
So anyway, yeah.
Dang, man.
That one worked out.
That's quite, that is quite a twist of events. Drunk driver smashed by drunk driver. Thank you, Scott.
And he's both straight as a whistle and dry as a whistle.
That is,
which are metaphors I've never heard before. But
whenever if you're a heavy drinker, try to become a whistle.
Yeah.
It's a tool.
What is the one with the whistle?
I think it's clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle and straight as an arrow.
I am a big fan.
Dry as a, I'm not sure.
Dry as a...
I mean, something that's dry. Maybe dry as a desert. I don't know.
Dry as a desert,
You know, it sounds like he might be the sharpest candle in the Hanukkah set. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure.
This one. My buddy had testicular cancer, and the doctor took the wrong ball off.
Oh, come on, man.
And when he woke up, the doctor had tears in his eyes and said, I need to talk to you.
Oh, boy. You're about to be a eunuch.
He sued.
$3 million.
That's pretty big malpractice there.
$2.5 million.
Yep.
Would
y'all lose your balls for $2.5 million?
Yes.
If my penis still worked and I could use it for the fun stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Works.
Yeah. I don't care. That just means it's one less thing for me to like sit funny and go, oh, gosh.
A lot of hormones in there, though, that might help it work.
I don't know. I mean, I would have to do a little research, I guess. But
I'm good. Yeah, just give me.
I mean, I'd rather not just volunteer for it, but
give me the things that they put in dogs, nudicles.
I don't think dogs are having a lot of sex because of their plastic balls.
I didn't know they put noodles in dog balls after they got
nudicles.
Nudicle.
Yeah, Yeah.
Spaghetti noodles.
Cheesesteak. Yeah. No, cheesecake, you know.
Penne pasta.
Got to keep them squishy somehow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. A couple little raviolis down there.
Some gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I love gnocchis. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only eat a few of them, though.
I know, they're so filling.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Lead balls.
Potato,
heavy,
I think. But...
heavy balls, yeah.
This one's weird. I was once sued for being a witness to a car accident. I ended up getting removed from the case because the lawyer filed it wrong, but I was still served to appear in court.
So you were sued or you were summoned to, like,
I think
you had
summoned.
To, yeah, that okay. sound, that's a little different because I don't know how somebody could sue you for seeing something.
You should have your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I got sued for $3 billion once.
Oh.
Why?
You
got to tell us why.
$3 billion? Yeah, I mean, was it a legit thing? You were some kind of nefarious CEO or it was just a lunatic?
That is confusing. Let's see.
Yeah.
This is Lisa.
Was that Mike Lindell? Did he write in?
Yeah, maybe. He's got some proof. Lisa from Minnesota. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning.
Were you involved in a lawsuit and for how much?
I was sued by a neighbor.
You were?
Oh,
that's a good way to have a great neighbor relationship.
Yeah, what was this suit over?
Well, it was several years ago, and there was a neighborhood child that was kind of mischief.
Okay.
He had been caught throwing rocks at our dogs. He was caught shooting BB guns into our backyard when there was young children in our yard.
Okay. All right.
One Not a great kids. Kid.
Yeah. Okay. How old of a kid are we talking here?
11, 12-ish.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Prime idiot age. Yeah.
So my stepson was over for visitation for the weekend with my husband and I. And my son knew that, you know, this kid was kind of a, you know,
problem.
Be careful. Mm-hmm. Problem.
Yep.
So hanging out with the neighborhood boys, he wanted to get his bike out of the garage. So he came into the house and he's like, I won't say the young man's name, but he's like, you need to wait out here. I'll be right out.
Okay.
Well, this child proceeded to walk into our back door and our dog came up the basement steps and bit him.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dog bite.
And this was a black and tan coon hound, so he wasn't a small dog. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got sued? I'm going to say, even though he came in unwanted, that you lost and had to pay medical bills. $2,000.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say you lost and had to pay $6,000.
Yeah, I'm going to say you lost and paid $11,000.
I'm going to say you won. And they paid you $50,000.
Ooh,
wow.
What is the answer?
They sued our insurance company, and she won $20,000.
Oh, wow.
Yuck. Yeah.
Did you have to do anything with the dog? Because that's always, like, the worst part.
Yeah, that he was clarified as a potentially dangerous animal.
No way.
There was a potential possibility of having to put him down, which didn't happen. Thank goodness.
Oh, well, goodness. Thank goodness. That kid comes in your house. Holy cow.
Boy, that would drive you crazy.
Yeah, that's bonkers. But insurance companies settle a lot like that. It's just not worth the fight.
Ooh, this one's interesting. My name is Mike from Buffalo, and myself and four others sued a pest control company for modernized slavery. If customers ever called in for a target treatment or a retreat, that tech would go back with zero pay, and we would get 10 to 12 of these treatments a day, working 60-plus hours a week and making $200 in our check. We sued for $950,000, and we won.
Whoa.
But instead of being split between us, the judge ruled that it was to be split with anyone who worked at the company in the past 6 years.
Okay, so they turned it into like a class action type of
thing. On June 24th, and we have no idea what we'll be getting until closer to the check signing date, but the lawyer said we should each get $10,000 to $20,000, depending on the amount of people who opt in when they reach out.
Dang.
That is a scam.
Yeah.
Go back out there and do it again, but we're not paying you? What a load.
Yeah, that's pretty bonkers.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.